I was very eager to see how they treated us tonight for a variety of reasons, but...
Billy was saying incidentally he was outraged that when we went to Atlanta, they played it down. They didn't play it up like they should have in the lead. He didn't like it, you know, but he thought this was, they finally played up ahead, is what he thought was important.
Oh, God, it was the lead on all three shows tonight. I watched all three of them. I had the ABC rerun so I could see all three. Two of them talked about the tears and the applause in the audience. They had magnificent footage of you coming in with the gals all applauding and cheering and a lot of noise. For some reason, the camera angle was extraordinary because of a very close-up of your face, very close, almost filled the screen. Very strong, very... we couldn't have set it up any better. All of them used the lines that were the best ones. The Amnesty, all three used the Amnesty lines.
Good.
They all used the, we shall under no circumstances abandon, we cannot leave them to the...
Mercy.
Mercy of the faith, faith of the enemy.
Right.
Fantastic, or to the goodwill of the enemy, whatever the phrase.
Right.
I guess it was at least, well, I didn't time it, but I would say at least 3 minutes on each of the three. And in fact, one of them, let's see, I guess it was CBS, made the point that it was a friendly crowd and one that McGovern, this was one of the POW groups that McGovern wouldn't dare go to or couldn't go to, couldn't.
Well, this is the big one, too.
Well, this is the...
They take three or four dissidents and or half a dozen and play them up, and this is the mass of them.
Well, that's right. But I must say that my morale is awfully high tonight. I'm not going to have my usual one scotch and soda. I'm going to have a martini because
that's the stuff.
I really, Mr. President, this was, it sure is a grease. It was the best night we've had on TV this year and or this campaign.
Really?
Yes, sir. Well, it was. I got spine tingles watching you talk to these gals, and I think anybody else watching it in the country would. I just think. Joe Brudy was sitting with me. He said, "My God," he said, "I wish Gallup would go in the field. That's worth 2 points right now."
Yeah.
It was a hell of a night, and the McGregor was on. God, I think he was on all three, charging the smear, the low road campaign. Vilification of the president, and then the way in which they all covered the Segretti Chapin thing was to say there were charges and there were countercharges in Washington today between the Republicans and the Democrats, and then they had McGovern talking about our saboteurs out sabotaging his campaign, and then they had McGregor on charging the Democrats with smear, innuendo, guilt by association, low road. Double standard. So it was really
good.
I think on that exchange, frankly, to the average, I mean, to those of us in Washington, we know what the charge is and what the answer is. But frankly, to the man out in the country, McGovern arguing over who was doing what to whom in the campaign, just washed that right out. Matter of fact, I think that was to the average citizen. I don't. Probably more now, I won't see it this way, but to the average citizen, that was a complete wash. And what people got tonight was spectacular footage of you, emotional. I almost picked up the phone and asked to talk to you. It was so superb, and it led all three, and it was moving. Well, one of the secretaries in my office was damn near in tears. It was moving footage, and that's the only way to describe it. It was a stroke.
Yeah.
Just one of those times when it...
Well, that's good. That's good.
As I say, they'll be probably firing some film editors.
Yeah.
It was just so superb. My God. And the comparison with McGovern, who looks... there was one profile shot of you when you were saying we... I know which one. It was CBS, which had the best coverage. They said at the end there were tears and applause when you said, "You're in my hearts and my prayers. I will never let you down." It was a profile shot that... really, just spine tingling. It really was, and then an enormous outburst. Well, they all had applause throughout. Yeah. One cut off at the embassy, yeah. The other two had it. But just tremendous. I don't know how many millions of people had come here tonight, but it...
Anyway, whatever it was, it's good we got this night.
Boy, this was our night. You can take all the Washington Post headlines and for a month and roll them up, and they don't add up to one of those TV shows.
Of course, that'll really bug them, too, won't it?
Hold up, you know, McGovern must be tonight, Mr. President, if he watches, if he gets reports on the networks, he must tonight be going up the walls, because his coverage was angry and strident and bawling out the newspaper man and threatening to fire this
fire marshal
who was doing his job, then having to apologize afterwards. You know, that's the very thing that's hurt him all along, when he said to back around and saying that you leading the three networks talking to this group that he can't go to. You know, he couldn't go into that room. And
right.
We've got eight of our fellows up there tonight circulating, and I talked to one of them just before I left the office. And those girls' families were sure lifted by that. It was a great feeling.
Good.
It was marvelous.
Well, that's fine. We're glad we got the. I knew that if they covered it, it would be an adequate and very good positive thing. But you never know what they're going to do covering it.
No, you don't. I knew it was. I had the feeling it would be the lead. I had a feeling they would zap us by.
Cutting the applause.
Yeah, NBC started by saying they started by saying that there'd been hopes that you might have a report on the negotiations, and then they opened with the. Comment on the negotiations, but went right into the balance of it, which was all positive. CBS was nothing but.
And they all carried the amnesty line. Good.
All three. Yes.
And that we wouldn't leave the mercy, our POWs, to the mercy of the goodwill of the.
Of the enemy.
Goodwill of the enemy.
A hell of a response on all three. And, and each one made the point that while you didn't mention your opponent, you took issue with him on Vietnam and then went right into your talking. And got it. And of course, the enthusiasm of the crowd came through on TV.
Good.
I'm sure not as great as being
good.
There, but...
Good. That's all right.
But it was a... it was superb, and I'm very pleased that we finally got McGregor. I was worried when I saw you this afternoon, because he hadn't agreed to do it, but...
It's all right. It's good.
He did it, and it just washed that one. Absolutely.
At this point, that's right, and that's what we'll do. Just crack it, and then let it lie, see what they do with it tomorrow.
If we can only get our fellows to understand, it's so important that for 3 weeks, any political charge is going to be a political charge as long as we counterattack, and as long as they have to say the politicians were trading charges.
That's right.
The public just tunes that out.
That's right.
They don't give a damn. But if it's a steady drumbeat of charges against us that we don't blast back at them.
You must blast everyone from now on.
Well, I really think, Mr. President, for the 3 weeks that they attack us, we just, like this.
Either Dole or McGregor every night.
Yeah, well, Dole put out a hell of a good statement this afternoon.
Good.
He's
that's good.
So.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear it.